Can you describe a specific memory from your childhood that had a lasting impact on who you are today? What made that moment so significant?
Okay.
My father was the one who really gave me the thing that I should do when I lived in places, because there, you can't just let everybody else do everything. And you're a person in the city, and you can't not just sit around and complain, or even like, but not do anything more. And so he said very much, when you go to a town or a city or wherever you are, you help with it.
Do you have a memory of when your father, like a specific memory of some things that he did that set an example for you?
Yeah, do you know? My father, in a town, in one of the towns that we lived in, he was on the board of
Alderman.
Yes, he was the an alderman in the place, and then when we moved to another town, he got in. He didn't go that way. But he did a lot of other things that were done in the work. And also, then when he came down to where we're living, one of the things that he did was to be in Kiwanis, because Kiwanis does things for children. And then I was also a Kiwanis. And doing a lot of things with children. And I was in his chapter of Kiwanis in Greensboro. Also, he did a lot around the church, in every church that he lived in. And I have done that also. Many, many leader things.
Tell a story about a time you faced a significant challenge or setback. What happened? How did you navigate it? And what did you learn from the experience?
Can you stop a minute?
Hit pause.
Lucky that there haven't been a bad thing. And it was what was something that...
A significant challenge or setback that you faced, and what happened, how you navigated it, and what you learned.
I think it was when Are you running it now?
Yeah.
Oh. I think one of the things that I really had to work with, when I was in elementary school, there were three of us who did not go to fourth grade from third grade, went to fifth grade. And of course, There were people who thought that why did they do that? Well, we were very good students. But as I went into fifth grade, there were optometrists from Ohio State who came up and all of our, the children were all had eyes
exams
and reading the charts, and they said that I used one eye, and because the other one was very weak, and I had to have glasses, and with a patch over my eye, and this was in the first beginning of the fifth grade. So it was with being with new people, new teachers, people who thought we were too, why did we have to go to that and skip fourth grade? And so that took a something that I just had to work with. And I had a marvelous teacher who helped me and helped the class. I think that was probably the biggest thing, because I was young and didn't know what to do when they said things, except that I just didn't like it when they said it. And sometimes their parents told my parents, why in the world was she not going to fourth grade, but going to fifth grade? So that was one of the real ones.
Did you tell your parents how it felt? Were they supportive? Or did you kind of keep it to yourself?
Well, they had to know. But when I... Apparently, if I had had... would have had glasses when I was in first grade, and it's part of what this was. Every year the people from Ohio State came and took everybody's eye chance. And I knew when they gave me a piece of paper to take to my mother that meant I needed to have my eyes tested, because I would need them. And I didn't want to wear glasses. And that 3 years, the first, second, and third grade, I didn't do anything. I just put the papers away. And then, on fifth grade.
Can you recall a moment when you first realized you had stepped into adulthood? What happened, and how did it change your view of yourself?
I went to school in Ohio till I was ready to go into high school, and my family was, My father had a new job, and we went to Chicago. So we went in May, so I would be able to see people in the summer and stuff, my mother thought, but that didn't really work. But that was the year that the Queen of Elizabeth was then. And... what was the question?
Can you recall a moment when you first realized you had stepped into adulthood? What happened, and how did it change your view of yourself?
Well, I really wasn't an adult like we really think of, but going from... eighth grade, that was maybe about 50 children and two classes, going into a $1,800 high school, and knowing barely three people. I had to get around that. And that was maybe the beginning. I was kind of an adult because I had to go do a lot of learning about things that I needed to know and to learn how to work with the people in the new high school, both the teachers and the classmates.
If someone were telling your story years from now, what do you hope they would say about you? What legacy do you want to leave behind?
That she did a lot of work in places where we were, such as in the church, in the schools when the children were in school, and being in places, committees and all that I have lived or worked on. And then also that I like people a lot. I can be very good person in an organization and help. I don't just go. I go and do help things. And such as like when the children were in school, I did a lot of PTA organization. And I've been working with people for helping other people. I was on the Salvation Army board, for instance, and many others. So I try to do what I have to do in my city because I like it and I need it, and I don't need just everybody else to do things for me.
Will you talk a little bit about NCCJ when you worked there?
Yes. I was talking before about my other things, but then I was in the National Conference of Christians and Jews, and I was the director in Greensboro for 13 years, working with all kinds of people, white, black, all kinds of religions, all kinds of people from other countries, particularly working with high school kids so that they could learn that really the learning about all the other people, and they were learning a lot from them. And so that they really, in their insides, they all had the same kind of companies and questions and things to learn. But they're all about being people. It's not the color and it's not the language. It's being people.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
I want my children to be helping in the community. I want them to be healthy. I want them to have family people that they want to be with and do together, and I want them to help because they like the city, and I want them to thank the city and have them do things in to make the city even better.
Where do you live now, and why did you choose to live there? What do you like or dislike about it?
in terms of place in the United States, I like it very much in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I have been to several other states that I have lived in, such as Ohio, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. But we have been in North Carolina for 50 years. This is the third one house that we have lived in, Greensboro, North Carolina. My favorite house was one that we lived more than 30 years with the children. And then we went to another house, and now we're at a smaller house for seniors. And I like the house, but it's too far away for people that are real. You can talk to them and all that. I also miss being around where things are that you don't have to go very far to. But I like the house itself.
Do you remember any of the previous addresses in Greensboro where you lived?
On Tallwood was one of them. There was one, what was the next one?
Tallwood was for 30 plus
years. I think
years,
it was, right? 4209.
4208.
Or 8.
Tallwood, yeah. And then it was Bruton Place.
Bruton
South
Place, that's right.
Was the next one. I don't remember the number.
602, maybe.
Ooh. And then you moved to this place here in.
It's 4510.
Is this Jamestown or Greensboro?
This is Greensboro.
Okay,
but it's.
If you go across Wendover, it's Jamestown, I think.
It's High Point.
What hobbies or activities do you enjoy?
And go.
I already did it. I enjoy reading. I like to travel. I like to work and be with people. I like to, what else did I say? I like.
You talked about family.
Having the family around a lot of times, as many as we can. Did I say travel? Mm-hmm. I like to travel.
You talked about civic activities, church.
Learning all the time, whether it's in reading or on the computer or being on classes that are available for seniors. But I've always learning before I was seniors also, but this is a particularly nice. And I like being with my friends and learning new friends.
What's your favorite holiday and why?
Perfect. What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
How come?
Because it's family time. It's part of church, it's part of being able in many times to help other people and to do that, and then having we used to go up when I was a child, and we were in Ohio. We had all the Freemans that my mother had and all that. And so, you know, as kids, you know that Christmas is my favorite.
What's one of your favorite Christmas memories?
Oh, gosh. Having you, because with your December, and you were later than we thought, and so it was a real Christmas in a way. We couldn't go out, but it was also fun because Steve was 2 weeks, my sister's first son was that in December also. So that we had another thing together to have.
Are there any holidays you don't like?
Well, I don't do much for Labor Day. I don't care about that. I guess probably Mother's Day, sort of, yes, and well, maybe. I think those are the two that, I mean, the Valentine goes along and it just kind of blah, blah, blah. And voting isn't, Labor Day isn't. And my birthday wasn't all that nice, but when I was smaller and all, in July, it was hard to get enough kids together to have a party. In fact, I don't even remember having a party. I'm sure I did. I just, so.
How did you meet your partner? And what first drew you to them?
My partner, my husband, and I were in the same high school, and we were also in the youth thing at church. And I knew him, but I didn't know him. But then when we were seniors in high school, we were in chemistry. And we were on the same table with that particular lab part. And we got to go each other and learn and whatnot. And we began then to date. And we went to our senior prom. And then we went to different colleges. And then Then we broke up after I was a junior. And then when I was teaching in Connecticut and he was in the Navy up at New London in Connecticut, and he saw my mother at the bank and got my number and my address, and I called him, and I thought, well, it'll be nice to see him, and it'll be somebody to be at home at Christmas. And so we started on that, and then it was two or three years that we were not dating until he got up to New London. And I was, at that time, I was thinking that somebody else was going to be my husband. And after he came from the going in South America with the things that the President Kennedy had people all over the world working on people. But Fred and I got together more, and so that was how we got together.
What do you care about him the most?
He's very how can I say it? He's very has always been my husband. I haven't had to worry about him at all. He's worked very hard for his family. We've had a lot of fun together. He's a good husband and a good family man. He has a lot of it's funny too.
What are some of your favorite family memories?
It was really nice to know. She's not living now, but she was the closest I had as a friend. And now my friend Lois in Columbus is.
What are some early memories from your sister? Some silly memories of just being kids.
Well, there were, in Worthington in Ohio, there was Lois around my age, and then she had a friend who was her age, but not Lois's sister. What's the answer? The question?
Memories of being with your sister.
Oh, we just loved it all the time. We really did. When I went to college, she was in high school, and I don't know, I guess maybe it was my first year, but I came home, and all of a sudden one morning, I was in bed and I opened my eyes and my sister was right over my face saying, "Well, are you going to have, the grass, you know, she thought I'd get all this. I'd been sleeping for so long that I'd be, the grass would be, or the hair would be all over me. She just didn't realize how college kids say it and then take a long. But that was the funniest thing, to look up at my sister. But we just, I don't know. She was much different from me. I was my dad's girl, so to speak, and she was my mother's and she was more the social stuff, and I was the one that was older and doing other different kinds of things, and she was not real. I had good grades, and she didn't. And when she and my dad went to look for colleges for her, my dad always told the person that they were talking with that she had her grades were .44 or something like that. She wasn't 50 up in the
percentile of her class.
Yeah. Well, no, just yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how many? And she was social and I was
bookish.
Different.
Yeah.
Well, bookish and, you know, my father always, you know, you do things, and she had fun. I mean, I did too, but she was the fun one and all the boys and all that. And I think that's maybe probably one of the reasons that we were so good together. And we were 3 years apart, but with my going forward, another, you know, we weren't really in school. The teacher saying, oh, is that, you know, that kind of thing.
What do you enjoy most about life now?
I like seeing my children and my grandson are growing well, and I'm very, very fond of them, and I'm very love how they have grown.
What do you enjoy most about life now?
Okay. Family, being with people, and learning and doing for places that need doing.
What do you like about your dog?
Oh, I have a dog. Yes, we have a dog. This is our fourth dog, and we like this little one. We loved all our dogs, but this one's fun too.
What about him?
Hmm?
What about him?
Oh, he's a Shih Tzu poodle, and he's 14 pounds, and we got him from
a rescue,
and we got him because he was small. And we were getting older, and we knew that we couldn't do a lot of the other places at the place. And he's just been wonderful.
He's listening right now. I can see him on the bed. He's facing us. He wanted to hear your answer.
And he sure likes to sit in my lap.
Did you have pets growing up?
I had a bird. I had a parakeet. Because my mother, who had lived on a farm, with no dog and no cats, we did have some little fish for a while, but then we had this parakeet dinged. Mickey, and that was my pet. I have to clean the cage and all that, and it was not the kind of fun that you have with a dog. he lived a long time.
What became of Mickey?
He died. Well, he was old.
I'm sure he died. I would imagine, but
he's no longer with us.
You know, was it just kind of bird's dead? Was it a traumatic thing?
I don't remember. I don't know if he died in his cage and or whether the people next door who took care of him when we went on a trip, and whether he died then, I don't know. I just don't remember. But we were still in Ohio.
You bounced back from that one pretty easily.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he'd say pretty little birds, and once in a while I'd get him out of his cage, but my sister was just, she was scared of him. So I couldn't have around the house, you know, and stuff like some people do with parrots. But I have to say, and this is not in the right place, but many people have told me and my sister that they had never seen sisters who were so good together. And one time we had friends, and I had a girl who was my age, and she had...
Which periods of your life have been the most enjoyable, and why?
Well, it was wonderful when I was in Worthington going to school there, because it was a small town, and everybody knew each other, and we were in the same classes, and had wonderful teachers.
What periods of your life were the most enjoyable?
I liked that. I loved it when my children were young, babies and children. I liked that a lot. I enjoyed for 3 years in Connecticut. I liked that, but I sure wouldn't want to do it today. But I like working with children and high school kids. I think being able to do things to help people in things, and like working in things in the community. Another time I think I was asked to be a junior league person, which in that time, that was real something to do. And that was doing a lot of things in the community as well. But I was always working with something at church too.
What about some of your favorite travel experiences?
Oh, wow. Every other year, every other summer, my family, my sister and my mother and father drove someplace in the United States. And we'd go to Seattle, Washington. And then another time it was in California. And another time it was in Florida. And another time it was at Cape Cod, and so forth. And we
we had a lot of that. And then when I was teaching, another friend who was a teacher there in Darien, Connecticut, and I, and we went to Europe for 7 weeks, I think, in the summer. So that was really neat. And that I've been with several, a few times with my husband. And I liked all that. And we've done on ships and stuff. And other places in the United States, Canada, Cape Cod, every place we've gone, we've liked it.
What are you most grateful for in your life?
Oh, my parents and my sister and my family, the children and my husband and all the people in my family with my cousins and aunts and uncles and all that. I think I was so very, very, very well learning from them. And we got together a lot, and I just always have liked being with our family.
Who did you hang out with when, other than your sister, when you were with bigger family, I guess? If you were with cousins or...
Oh, yeah.
Like I hang out with Lisa or...
Yeah, well, Linda... My Aunt Doris, his daughter, she was about the best one, because a lot of the others were, Uncle Howard's kids were older, although Elizabeth was the youngest there, but the boys and her big sister, I mean, that she was babe. So Linda and I did a lot when we were together. And I had two aunts that were just wonderful too. And every summer, my sister and I went up to Aunt Doris's and LaRue for a week or so. And so that was more than just, it was family, but it wasn't family. It was others. But then were we talking about family? Was that in it?
I was just having you expand on some of the history of your growing up years. And you mentioned you were grateful for your parents and family and things like that.
Well, Lois, I don't know if you've ever even wondered if I did Lois, but in Worthington, that she was, we lived in an apartment for a long time. And then we went to this house and Lois was just about a walk, and we still talk to each other, and Susan has seen her, and we call, and when we're in Ohio, we can get her, and so a lot of times when we're talking on the phone, she's telling me about the people that I knew in Worthington and in my classmates and who were in my Girl Scout troop, that I know them. And one thing, and it was Lois, when I didn't want to go to Chicago, Lois, oh, I don't know, I'd love to do that. She never did. She was always, she still is, in Columbus. But the Girl Scout troop that I was in, we were going to go to Switzerland to see where the chateau is. But I didn't get to go. But I did all it was about a 5-year thing that to get people, get them to go all together. And so when I had to move, I didn't get to go to the chalet.